AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new AutoLine Daily. I'm Murray Feldman from Fox 2 News in Detroit, filling in for John, who's busy covering the annual Center for Automotive Research Conference. And be sure to check out AutoLine.tv for John's interviews with the executives who are attending that conference. But right now, let's take a look at today's news. And we really have to start with Fiat this morning. There's concern about the merger with Chrysler. Although a majority of shareholders did vote in favor of the merger back on Friday, shares of Fiat stock have been dropping like a lead balloon. It's speculated shareholders who do not favor the merger are bailing. If enough of them do that, it could put a crimp in plans to merge Fiat and Chrysler. Fiat has discounted that theory, but industry insiders are watching it closely, and you know we will too. Yesterday, we ran a story about the most hackable cars on the road today, two of which are the Jeep Cherokee and the Infiniti Q50. And now both automakers are looking into these claims. According to statements obtained by Reuters, Chrysler says that if the report is correct, it will remedy the situation, while Nissan says it is reviewing the findings. I know a lot of you have been waiting for the pricing of the new GM midsize trucks, and now we have it. The Chevy Colorado will start just under $21,000, including destination charges, and the GMC Canyon comes in at about $22,000. So that slots just in between the $23,000 Nissan Frontier and the roughly $19,000 Toyota Tacoma. But as the potential customers, we want to know what you think. Are the trucks too expensive? And are they priced too close to their full-size counterparts to sell a significant number of the units? Let us know what you think in the comment section. Even though electric cars are zero-emission vehicles, carbon emissions are still produced because of EVs. So, in an effort to reduce its carbon output with the electric version of the Golf, Volkswagen is partnering with several companies in order to offset greenhouse gas emissions that result from the production, distribution, and the estimated emissions produced from charging the first 36,000 miles of driving the e-Golf. VW is teaming up with 3Degrees to purchase carbon offsets around the USA. The company is also working with SunPower to provide e-Golf customers the opportunity to install solar power charging stations at their homes. And VW has partnered with Bosch to offer customers the chance to install 240-volt charging stations at their homes. The e-Golf goes on sale later this year in select markets around the USA. Earlier in the year, Formula One chief Bernie Ecclestone went on trial in Germany over allegations that he bribed a banker to the tune of $44 million. But now Reuters reports the trial has been halted because Ecclestone has agreed to pay a hefty fine of $100 million, but he will retain his innocence. German law allows agreements like this, depending on the charges. Coming up next, a report on spark plugs that may just shock you.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Last week in the AutoLine Garage, the subject was all about the importance of paying attention to recommended service intervals. But there's almost always an exception to any rule. Here's Sean McElroy with that report.
AutoLine Garage is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion.
In the mid-2000s, Ford started using a new spark plug design for some of its V8-powered vehicles that carried a recommended service interval of 100,000 miles, which is pretty standard these days. But it was quickly realized that that's far too long. It comes down to what I consider a major design flaw that results in a strong possibility that the spark plugs will break off inside the cylinder head during removal the longer one waits. It's now suggested that they're replaced every 50,000 miles, which I still think is too long. It should be more like every 30,000 miles. Here's a list of the Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles that are afflicted with this issue. So what's causing them to break? Well, as you can see, the top half of the spark plug looks like any other plug, but it's that bottom half, which is called the ground electrode shield, that's causing all the problems. The very bottom portion of the shield goes past the head and protrudes into the cylinder, and over time, carbon will build up on the shield. The carbon bond is strong enough that when some sorry soul attempts to remove the plug, the porcelain will likely break, leaving the shield stuck inside the head. At first, the only way to remove the shield was to remove the head completely, which I'm sure you can guess is very time-consuming and expensive. There is a repair procedure for removing the plugs that uses carburetor cleaner to soften the carbon, but I've never gotten it to work, and I've never heard of anyone having success with it. A tool was later designed that threads itself into the shield and removes it without having to take off the head. But when using the tool, small bits of porcelain are likely to break off and fall down inside the cylinder. So, it's very important to take the time to get all those little bits out using compressed air. And once you are ready to put in new plugs, the shield requires a coating of high temp nickel anisees to prevent it from happening the next time the plugs need to come out. Repair times will differ between vehicles, but the 05 F-150 that these plugs came out of requires about 3 hours of labor to remove them, but that's if they don't break. Most places will charge an extra hour of labor per plug that breaks, and you never know how many will. So if you've got one of these vehicles with over 30,000 miles and the spark plugs have never been replaced, get out there and do it now. Look, I'm not trying to pick on Ford. Of course there are other examples out there, but this was the most egregious example that I could think of that was the exception to my service interval rule. And engineers, if you want to reinvent the wheel, fine. Just make sure the wheel still comes off. For Autoline Garage, I'm Sean McElroy.
That wraps up today's Autoline Daily. I'm Murray Feldman from Fox 2 News in Detroit, filling in for my friend John McElroy. Barbara Banier joins you tomorrow. Thanks again for watching, and we'll see you soon.